Wisconsin had the second highest voter turnout in the country on Election Day. While people across the board showed up at the polls, there are subsets of the population where decreased participation was seen. WEWM's Latoya Dennis has more.
Okay, so let's start with the numbers. 74% of registered voters in Milwaukee participated in the midterm elections earlier this month. That marked an increase of 8,000 voters across the city when compared to the 2014 midterm elections. Neil Albrecht is the City of Milwaukee Election Commissioner. He says it's great that we saw so many people come out and vote, but he says that increase was not seen across the city.
Many of the same aldermanic districts where we saw a decrease in voting from the 2012 presidential to the 2016 presidential, we saw a comparable decrease from the 2014 midterm to the 2018 midterm.
Albrecht says what's concerning is that the districts where people are not showing up represent some of the poorest in Milwaukee. Albrecht says he believes the decrease in voter turnout in those areas has to do with changes in Wisconsin voting laws,
such as the elimination of special registration deputies, the close of open registration for registering purposes, and the photo ID requirement.
Albrecht says while the changes to voting laws may not be the only reason people in some areas of the city are not showing up, he says he believes the changes are playing a significant role. Still, Albrecht says the biggest hurdle for low-income people is proving their residency.
Most people have some photo ID. It may not have their current address on it, which is the issue. It really is somebody who's staying at a friend's house for a period of time, has no utility bill in their name, no lease, just not able to meet the proof of residence requirement.
Albrecht says people staying in homeless shelters or people working with the social service agency can get a certified letter that will allow them to register to vote. But he says people who are just staying with someone don't have that option. Alderman Bob Bauman agreed with Albrecht, saying the impact of laws that make it harder for people to vote are undeniable.
This time, unlike 2016, when some argue that the national campaigns kind of took Wisconsin for granted, took Milwaukee for granted, took the central city of Milwaukee for granted, they didn't invest in a lot of get-out-the-vote effort. I was there. I saw it. Not happening. This time, there was a massive investment in get out the vote.
Bauman went on to say that there was even an African-American candidate at the top of the ticket in Lieutenant Governor-elect Mandela Barnes, and some people still did not turn out. Albrecht says that all he and his employees can control is whether people are getting the information, and they plan to continue to work to make sure that is happening. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.